So another question from the audience relates to systemic therapy of patients with advanced liver disease, poor liver function. How do you use TKIs? How do you use systemic therapy in HCC in the patient who has compromised liver function from cirrhosis?
So the use of the TKIs in patients who have Child-Pugh classification like B, especially beyond B7, really we don't have literature evidence of any safety data because people haven't done studies specifically looking in those patients. So if I have to treat a patient, it will be the use of a lower dose of the drug, as I indicated earlier. If it's a sorafenib or a regorafenib, I will start with a lower dose. I will start with half dose maybe. But my experience has been in patients who have poor liver function and you're giving them TKIs, they really don't do well, whatever you do. So you are treating two diseases. One is the cancer, one is the cirrhosis. And if the cirrhosis is that bad, patients really aren't going to do well on these doses of even the lower doses of the TKIs. Sometimes when the patients have poor liver function and there is a lot of symptoms, I have seen colleagues who have used FOLFOX, believe it or not. FOLFOX is a regimen that we use in metastatic colorectal cancer who have liver metastases and abnormal liver function test. And FOLFOX appears to be, I wouldn't say well-tolerated just like that, but it's simply different than giving a TKI. So that's something which one may consider giving chemotherapy. Now, FOLFOX is rarely used, very infrequently used in this country, but there is evidence for its use in China and other places. So that would be one option in someone who you're afraid, or we are afraid of giving either sorafenib or regorafenib, especially with regorafenib, which can affect the liver function further.